Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Caitlin Patterson, P2P Real Talk, Midwest Muscle in the house. Oh yeah. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. Yes, I just said that because we are international. I can say that. And if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through snickerdoodle ice cream, yeah, that's my favorite. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Caitlin Patterson. You know the PIC is Desiree Fletcher. She's got a birthday going on with her husband, so give her time. She might be on the show. Maybe not. You know how birthdays go, so hey, we're not going to interrupt that. But we do have a wonderful, wonderful guest on today. Angel. Am I getting that now, Angel?
Angel.
Okay. Now, she's one of the P4P fam, and she's also been with us for a long time. And I am just happy upon happy that, you know, the P4P guys are doing so much in the industry, but they're also doing so much with their own people, and they're actually supporting them in ways that most people aren't familiar with because they don't really brag about themselves. So sometimes we got to come on the show and do that. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the P4P industry, and I'm going to let Angel come on and help us out and get this ball rolling. So, Angel, please introduce yourself and let the people know. And if I butchered your name, slap me in the face through the radio, and we'll get it going.
It's okay. I get it all the time. But it's Angel Jones. I can't believe it. It has been with P4P for quite a few years. It's like time is just passing, but it's been a really positive experience. Honestly, I've had the best time and I've met some of the most awesome people. It's just a really fun family of people. And they've been super supportive, and you just feel like really have, you feel like you kind of get your foot in the door of the industry. And it's been just, again, just a really awesome experience to get to know the guys, and they're extremely personable. You know, so it really is like we have our own little muscle fam over here.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun because they do want their competitors involved. They do want their people involved. But, you know, you still got to make a way to make that happen. And I think that's what a lot of the confusion was when, you know, you became a sponsored athlete. A lot of people were basically looking to be taken care of but not do anything to take care of the industry or the sponsor itself. And I think that's where a lot of confusion came in because, you know, a lot of, and I'll put this in air quotes, a lot of sponsored athletes weren't basically sponsored athletes. They were just T-shirt wearers with a discount on their supplements. And you know, they weren't getting involved in the industry or the sponsorship itself. And so it didn't produce anything. You know, and I've learned as a kid with growing up in church and being blessed to be around good, positive people, but they would always say, you know, you only get in what you put out. And if we don't have that mindset, then, yeah, you will struggle. And, you know, it does seem like people are, I guess, seen as favorites or favoritism because they're not really engaging. And you can't really be an introvert in this industry because that's not what's being asked for. And I know
yeah,
you have a problem.
Yeah, I think that's being an introvert or just kind of standing by on your own expecting something to happen. It just, it can't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You have to put the work in. You have to be, you know, proud to be a part of it and willing to really put yourself out there. And it's fun, you know, so it's not like it's a painful thing or a painful thing to do. You know, it's I'm proud to be, you know, with people too. So it's exciting and fun.
Yes. Yes, it is. Now, before we go any further, you've already been an outgoing person. This is part of who you are. And you have no problem interacting in the community, whether it be on stage, backstage, or out in the audience. That's never been an issue for you. But just give the listeners a background. You know, the Midwest Muscle heads might be familiar with you, but a lot of the P4P Real Talk international area is still finding this quite new. So you're basically an engaging voice, and they're trying to find out. You've got five or six women wanting to know your background and, you know, what you do and who you are. So just enlighten them, and we'll go from there.
Well, let's see. I'm actually a senior business analyst. I have been, you know, I would say working out for, gosh, probably 20 years or so. I would say the last 10 years or so, you know, I really got serious and more focused. And I can't even quite remember. I think it was possibly NANBF that may have mentioned C4P in an email, something like that. I can't quite even remember how I got introduced to it, but I thought, you know, I think I'm going to go to Wisconsin. I'm going to check this out, you know, see what happens when I do this show. But I've got two kids, you know, one is 27 and one is 15, and, you know, he's a dancer and also sponsored by P4P. Let's see, he just had a baby, so I'm a brand new grandma. So, but, you know, it's another reason for me to keep myself fit. I get to be fit granny. I'm like, okay, I will take that title. And it's been interesting. At first I thought I was going to be a little bit freaked out by it, but I'm like, you know what? I worked my butt off in this gym. I'm proud of it. You know, let's really own this title and be fit granny.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, like I said, there's so many opportunities. If you're willing to already have that foundation, that platform, and, you know, granted, P4P is a great brand, but they're also loving the fact of branding the athlete, not branding P4P and putting a stamp on our back and saying, you know, love us and we'll get around to you, you know, if you do something. They're basically saying, all right, well, what are you trying to do and what can we do to help you get there? And I'm really loving that. And, you know, especially like, you know, just interacting with people that are trying the supplements, I know they were really shocked about the protein because they realized just how much is in there. It's an actual product, not a bunch of fillers with protein added. And I think that's a big thing for the natural athlete because we live and breathe supplements so deep because of our busy schedules. A lot of us are incredibly busy and we're basically time consumed. So anything that can basically keep us healthy without taken away from our health or our days from families and friends or the gym, because I think that's where you are right now, it's very engaging. But it's also a great thing to have when you're dealing with supplements that actually work.
Yeah, and what I've really, really liked is that it's probably some of the better tasting protein out there. You know, a lot of the time you think, okay, if it's got not a lot of product in it, it's probably not going to taste good or, you know, or just usually it's difficult, I think, to find both in one product, you know, that it
yes.
tastes good and that it's a clean product that you can really trust. So that has been one of the things that I have really, really liked about the product is, like, it genuinely tastes good. Like, I'm sad when I get through with it and it's like, well, I just had my scoop and I kind of like some more. But I'm like, I guess
exactly.
I can't just OD on the stuff. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Well, they taste so good. And, you know, the good thing about it is it's not the filler, like you said, that you I don't know how long you've been taking supplements, but I can go back to basically the chalk and the diarrhea. That's what I call it. You know, you either had the scratchy throat or the hurting butt from the diarrhea. You know, actually, we talked about that on the show before, and it was just brutal. And when you had the egg protein supplement, you're basically gassing people out the room. So it's been such a happy moment in time. And I said, we're basically spoiled because, you know, I remember those days and I've somewhat forgotten them simply because P4P has been so good with their supplements and you basically don't have to, you know, well, let's go back. I'm going to backtrack this so people can understand where we're coming from. Dez always has me backtrack, and I sometimes get ahead of myself. One of the things that Angel and I are talking about is that supplements used to be such crap. And up until we really had the natural athlete considered, because, you know, the industry basically was the enhanced community selling supplements to the natural world. And there was a lot of confusion in that because people were actually thinking they could get that size and still be that lean. And that's an incredible myth. And it destroyed a lot of people's lives, a lot of people's health, and a lot of people's metabolism. But in the process of doing that, some people said, well, hey, if, you know, we take better supplements, then the natural athlete can be addressed as well. The only problem with that was that the cost had gone up so high because they were actually using actual product. And this was a strain because the companies that started out new would do it for so long, and then they basically fall in line with basically the profiteers, and they start cutting back on the product as well. And I hated relating it to drug dealing, but that's basically what it was. You know, you basically got whatever was cut up, and whoever cut up the product the most could make the most profit, but they did the most damage to the athlete, which is the same thing with drug use. You know, if you buy from the dealer, you're probably going to get a lesser cut and a better product, and, you know, vice versa. So, you know, when P4P started doing what they're doing, I was shocked because I was the first thing I had, and we did this podcast, so if anybody doubts me, go into our archives and you can find it, where I said, hey, you know, who's going to eat the cost? Because that was the biggest thing. If you're doing the numbers that you're saying, if the product is actually going to be what it is, then who's going to eat that cost? Because if you're not passing it on to consumers, then there's got to be a cut somewhere. And basically Joe Manning said, we are going to eat the cost because we're the natural athletes that want to take a supplement that actually works and is beneficial. How excited were you with that information? Because I know you were up there when we did that podcast.
Right, right. I mean, it's a relief, you know, to feel like, okay, I'm actually getting something good. You know, also the calories. You know, a lot of the time, if you do find something that tastes really good, it's super high in calories. So, you know, it's like they're just a really nice balance of everything's going to go. You know, that you can feel comfortable when you're taking it. You can be happy when you're taking it, and knowing that you're going to get a product that actually tastes good, you know, has great stuff in it, and does what it needs to do without adding a bunch of junk you don't want.
Okay, now, I speak about this all the time, but Mark has this question addressed to you because, you know, I guess me and Dad talk about it, and I guess they figure we're biased. They want to know, is this, when we talk about good taste, this is coming from Mark. Mark wants to know if this is good tasting supplement or good tasting period?
I would say good tasting period. I mean, you don't feel like you're taking a supplement. You almost feel like you're getting a drink, you know, and that's kind of nice. It's like, okay, I feel like I'm cheating a little bit, you know, and maybe even having something I shouldn't be having. Because, you know, you're not compromised on the product itself and what you're trying to do with your body in a natural way.
Yes. And I like to relate that back to, I don't want to say the name because I don't want to call anybody out, but there was one where it had great taste flavor and it did taste like a milkshake. And it was so much fat in order to give that taste that it basically took away from everything the supplement was trying to offer, because then you have to counteract all the fat intake that you're doing. Because a lot of competitors, well, not a lot, not just a lot of competitors, a lot of people that are watching their diet, that would be the one that would sneak in because you think you're taking protein, but if you don't read the label, you realize the fat intake is almost twice of what the protein was. So it was a lot of people that were basically spilling over and couldn't figure out why. So I'm glad that they kept the numbers the way they kept them and they kept the price the way they kept it, but they also kept the product as it should be. And that, I think that's really beneficial, especially like you're saying, with your son being active, being, you know, now having a child, there's so much that needs to be passed on. And that does happen from good parenting. That does happen from good mentoring, but it also happens from good support. And that's what you've been given. And I love the format that you have to work with. So I'm sure as a mother, that's got to be a great feeling knowing the information you're passing on, is not biased or skewed.
Yeah, and I think it's super cool, you know, that he's able to get involved and P4P's been really cool because of the fact that, you know, it's not just bodybuilding. It's a lot of other sports, you know, and I think that's one of those things too with other companies. You know, they maybe only do bodybuilding. They're not necessarily, you know, looking out for all the different ways that people want to take care of themselves and still be healthy and still take good quality supplements, you know, because even though you might not be necessarily trying to build muscle per se, you know, like with my son, I mean, he does actually work out and we like to work out together sometimes when he's able to, but, you know, with what he's trying to achieve, you know, he still wants to be healthy and fit and be able to dance and have the capacity to dance in a physical state, you know, and feel good about himself and have the energy, you know, and still, you know, be able to support his body in the right way. So I think it's a really neat thing, and it's pretty exciting and fun that we can both, you know, be proud of being with the same company as well.
Now, one of the things you just said, and this is coming from Sheila. Sheila wants to know, you said your son's a dancer. How is that involved with P4P?
Well, you know, because of the fact that they have supported a lot of different sports, you know, not necessarily just bodybuilding, but he is going to be one of the headlining dancers at the first P4P bodybuilding competition that they're having in 2018. So he is going to be one of the folks performing at the show. So that is very exciting for all of us.
Yes. Now, well, go ahead and speak more about the show so people can understand. And, you know, you have a dancer at a show, because I don't think they're making the connection of what you just said, because I don't see the shots emoji or the crate. Oh, here we go. We got them coming in now. Okay, so now they understand that this is a bodybuilding show that's happening, but it's so much more than that. So could you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, so, you know, again, just a natural show. It's going to be a good opportunity for, you know, a lot of us natural folks and some folks that are, you know, with the P4P fam getting involved. But, you know, it's I think, going to be a neat show because they're really trying to do some different things and some unique things, you know, and doing something like, you know, having a dancer for entertainment. It's a show. You go into the show, but you also want to be entertained. So, you know, because of the fact that he is, you know, a physical person in general and always has been an athlete. You know, he used to play hockey, you know, when he was in high school. So he's always been extremely athletic. But, you know, being able to actually be a part of that show and provide, you know, some entertainment, you know, and I'm not exactly sure at the moment, you know, if it'll be like a kind of halftime show sort of a thing. But, you know, at any point, you know, I think it's going to be really fun, really unique, and, you know, having a DJ and just some really awesome things. So I think it's going to be fun and sort of a breath of fresh air, you know, for our industry.
Yeah, and it's so much. I mean, they're basically pulling out all the stops on this first show, and I mean, I can see why they call it the undefeated, and also the mic drop, because they basically did everything that they would want to see, and considering that they've traveled so much to so many shows and talked to so many athletes and got the background of what was missing in natural bodybuilding and what was expected. There's a lot of things that are really, like, groundbreaking, and we've had a lot of that in the Midwest, but they're actually taking that to another level on top of that. So that's great news. That's great to hear. But as an athlete, you know, it's like we have to – Des and I are going to be a part of it, so we can't be in it. But it's like, man, I would really love that opportunity. So hopefully the year after that, we'll have that chance. Are you going to do that?
All right. I am intending to, and I on purpose didn't compete this year, you know, so it's been, I started competing in 2013, and I have competed like 2 to 3 times every year, but I did not compete this year just because I wanted to work on some things and grow. So I'm planning on that being my re-entry of competing. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited to, you know, work towards that.
Yeah, and that's a good one to do. And considering, you know, how they're going to do the payout, that's definitely groundbreaking, you know, where you get a part of the percentage. I think that's really amazing that they're really considering a pro athlete being a pro athlete and competing at this show. I can't even imagine where, you know, where the bar will be raised after this, because, you know, they basically opened up the floodgates with this kind of thinking, because they're saying, you know, the athletes should be paid more. And then they have a year sponsorship until the next show. So they can basically, you know, have their winning their title challenged and still be able to show up and compete, because it's not cheap to be on stage, but it is a lot of fun. And they're basically addressing both needs at the same time. As an athlete, tell me the last time you heard something like that.
Probably never, you know, I mean, you see some of the larger, shows that are not necessarily drug free that you know, tend to be a bit more exciting per se, or they've got a lot going on. It's fun. You know, there's a lot of neat things that they do, you know, but there hasn't really been a natural show that has done, you know, or plans to do what they intend to do. So I think for us, it's something different. It's something neat. It's something to look forward
yep.
to. I mean, it feels like it's going to be almost like a party on stage, you know, which I think is really
exactly.
exciting.
And, you know, to have the crowd involved, and like with your son being a dancer at this show, there's so many things involved in this format that, I mean, you consider even where it's being held, the Ho-Chunk Casino, which is a very elaborate spread, and they're going to have it set up to where there's nothing but entertainment happening. So, you know, this is going above and beyond, but I want to get back to you because we're getting so much into PvP where the people are still asking, well, who is she and what does she do and how has she been competitive? So let's give a little bit more background about you, you know, why you still want to compete and what's the passion that keeps you getting on stage?
You know, I think it's at this point it's a personal and that's what's really neat about bodybuilding. You know, it's like to me it's a challenge about challenging yourself. You know, how great can you be? You know, and it's been a personal goal of mine, you know, to really get that number one spot, you know. So I'm extremely motivated. You know, I'm it's a way to learn your body, you know, as an athlete. You're never gonna be where you wanna be, but you know, I think that's the fun part of this game, if you want to call it that, is really trying to seek and find, you know, what makes the best you, you know. And so, you know, being a mother, you know, it's one of those things where I really want to show my kids, you know, something. My daughter, you know, she tells everybody all the time I'm a bodybuilder, and, you know, and she's so excited to be able to tell people that. And that's really cool to me, you know, as a woman, you know, that I can show my daughter, you know, what I can do. I can work a full-time job. I can raise kids. I can, you know, raise a grandkid. I can meal prep like a boss. You know, I actually have a kitchen page called Cherie's Rocket Kitchen that's also on Facebook, where I try to post some healthy ideas and things like that. So, I mean, that's another one of those things that I do all day. I'm cooking on Sunday and, you know, posting pictures and trying to provide some, you know, positive, healthy content for people, you know. So I think a lot of time when people try to say that they don't have time, you know, they don't have time, but once you build that routine, you know, for me, not working out makes me insane. I mean, it just is a difficult thing for me, you know, because I've built that routine in my life. And even when my daughter was little, I mean, she was living in this gym with me. She was going in the kids' room. And, you know, one day she got to the point where she was old enough she could stay home, you know. But I don't guess I've ever felt like there's an excuse for not doing, you know. I've always been very motivated, and I've always felt like, you know, I want to be that positive role model for my kids. I want to show them, you know, again, that you can work, you know, you can meal prep, you can do everything you need to do and still, you know, be what you want to be in your life.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. And, you know, it does bring back sanity to an insane diamond world. And there's a lot going on in our lives. And I noticed that, well, in this nation particularly, you're supposed to hide your feelings. You're not supposed to speak your mind. If you disagree with people, then you're the devil. So there's a lot of questions, even as adults, that we still have unanswered as our day and lives go on. But with that gym, I'm telling you, it's a stress reliever like no other. And all that aggression can go somewhere. You don't have to hold it in, because I think a lot of people are misunderstanding that the drug increase in this nation also kept in with our basically trying to hold things in that should never have been held in. You know, we used to have outlets in so many ways, shapes, and forms, but it seems like more and more that drugs are supplanting those outlets, and we have become a drug-addicted nation. I'm looking at children that are 6 years old that are being medicated, and I'm thinking, you know, if anything other than going out to the park and playing at the playground, well, why not? You know, Billy isn't supposed to sit in the corner for the time that you get home because you're tired. That child is supposed to be active, and there's a reason they're active, because they're learning their bodies and learning to grow. As a mother, I'm sure that's a great concern and of great concern to see other children that don't have the opportunities that your children had.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and my daughter tells me all the time about her friends, you know, doing drugs and all the things that the kids are getting into, and I'm just like, oh, my God, they're only – 14, 15 years old. You know, it's sad. It's scary. You know, so I want to show her a more positive life that she can live. You know, I mean, and I'll admit, she's my son, where he's always been athletic, you know, she sings and does things like that and does Winter Guard and is in the marching band. But, you know, she doesn't love necessarily being physical, but at the same point, she still sees me, you know, as a positive role model and for her to aspire to. You know, I mean, like I said, she may not necessarily want to work out, but, you know, her band has actually been super physical for her this year. So she still was doing it, even though she didn't think she was. You know, she doesn't think of it that way, but, you know, marching band has been an extreme challenge for her this year. But, you know, I had a few moments where I was really proud of her this year because, you know, she has some stomach issues sometimes, and she has had a couple of days where she wasn't feeling well, but she actually said, you know, Mom, I didn't want to sit down. You know, I didn't want to give up. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to cry. Like, this is so awesome. You know, so I think that you know, whether she sees it or not, you know, I think of some of those attributes and me showing her to work hard is really, you know, it pays off, you know. And even if the kids don't necessarily think about it, it's what they see day in and day out that makes a difference in how they live their life.
Mm-hmm. And I have been very vocal and very critical of the closet parent that basically teaches the kids one thing, which is like, do as I say and not as I do, but don't live the life that they're speaking in public. So the kid basically gets all kind of confused when they go home and see the real you. And I think that's scary, and it does cause a child who is learning, or, you know, a child, male or female, who's basically learning through you, you're the mentor, and then they see the double standard and the hypocrisy in parenting, and they say, well, you know, now what? Because if I can't trust my parents, then, you know, how do I go about doing this? And when you can get to that gym and live the life that you're speaking, when you can take the supplements, not do the drugs that they hear about, they can have a trust that goes beyond understanding, because they know without a doubt that what you say is who you are. And that makes a big difference. And big difference as a, and, you know, as a parent, you are the first role model. You are the first mentor. So that means so much more than parents are giving themselves credit for. How do you respond to the person that's basically still learning about these things and needing to know that, hey, you have to do better, because if you don't, you're not just failing yourself, you're failing your child?
Oh, gosh, you know, that's huge, because, you know, there are a lot of things that I talk about as well. You know, I see, you know, some of her friends who have, you know, parents that eat a lot of box food. You know, they don't really even cook, and they're sick all the time, and they're very unhealthy, you know, and we laugh sometimes because she'll say, you know, well, Mom, I'm sicker than these other other kids. So I like it. And she's not overweight by any means, but, you know, she's just bigger. She's healthier. She just, I don't know. It's just one of those things where, you know, I talk to her all the time about, you know, keeping up with himself, and, you know, even though she doesn't necessarily like to exercise, you know, I still talk to her about it, you know, and she still, because she is in a school activity, she still gets that physical, you know, activity. And today she actually had her PE exam. So I'll be curious to know when I get home, how did that go for her? You know, so she knows. I mean, I'm fussing at her if she's not, you know, eating vegetables or eating her greens or, you know, getting in her protein or just anything, because, you know, a lot of kids like to eat junk, but, you know, I was raised to where I had home-cooked meals. You know, my parents always were positive role models and always told us to reach for the stars, you know, so that's the same thing I have taught my kids, is to really work hard and strive for perfection and, you know, be healthy and treat yourself well along the way.
Yeah. Well, I like that, and that's something that you can actually follow through with and still be yourself in the process. And I think that's it's really crucial now. We're living in some strange times, and, you know, there's all kinds of questions, and adults don't want to be seen as adults anymore, and that's frightening in itself. But if you figure that you're struggling with your own mentality, imagine what you're passing on to your child. And that's, you know, and like you said, with you being a grandmother, if you didn't have that foundation set for your children, now you're talking about double double trouble because now they're teaching that misinformation to their children. So, you know, it's a vicious cycle, but one that always worsens because until you actually put everything in line in yourself, how can you line up a child to do things correctly?
Yeah, that's very much the truth. I mean, and I don't think a lot of people really realize what they're doing or not doing to their kids. They're not giving them that strong foundation. They're not showing them, you know, what it's like to be a positive role model for their child. And, you know, it's sad and scary.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that Deborah wants to know is how can a strong foundation at the gym translate into a strong foundation at home? I'm going to let you answer that, and then I'll basically piggyback it because I think she's got a little backwards.
I think, you know, that willpower, that desire, you know, and again, being a healthy person, you know, it's not necessarily about, you know, how strong can you be. It is for us because, you know, that's where we're trying to go with this. But, you know, I think for a lot of people who, you know, may not be trying to be, you know, on a stage per se, you know, it's just one of the ways to keep yourself healthy, to keep yourself moving. You know, when I think about the fact that, you know, I'm 46 years old, nobody ever guesses that. They're shocked when I tell them, you know, and I'm super proud of that, you know. And I think the fact that, you know, I'm here every day, you know, it's a motivation for me. But, you know, I'm showing my child how important it is to take care of herself and himself as well. You know, again, I don't think everybody's got to be an athlete to where they're in here, you know, 6 days a week like I am. But it's that mindset, that mentality of taking care of yourself. I mean, and that to me is where it starts. You know, what you choose to do with it after that, you know, whether you choose to be a bodybuilder or if you're just keeping up with some sport, you know, to make sure that you can, you know, stay physically active. You know, it is super important to take care of yourself in the way that when you're 90 years old, you know, I see a lot of older people who can barely walk. You know, I don't ever want to do that. Like, that scares me more than anything. You know, I want to make sure that I can still be as active as I can be until the day I die. You know, but if you don't take care of yourself and at least you see you're getting some form of physical exercise, you know, that you run the risk of it not happening.
Yeah. And, you know, also with that, I'm going to say that if you don't have that foundation in your life, the gym doesn't create it. You can find it in others and start that creation there. But you've had this personality for a long time, and the gym just basically was amplified because of your personality. I mean, I've seen a lot of people that wanted to compete but realized later on, you know, it's not in me because this is something I saw in someone else and thought it would be a nice thing to try. When
right.
we do what we do, it's basically going all in with the intent to have an end result, not just saying what
right.
if. You know, it's basically when am I going to do that? But it's been that way in everything. I mean, like I said, you need, and when I say you, I'm talking about the normal listener, not the competitor. This is just the person that likes to attend the bodybuilding shows or attend the musicals or attend the dances. They like to watch, but they need a fanatic that's willing to go above and beyond to understand what average could be because they're saying, I don't want to get on stage, but I would like to be in shape. Or, you know, I'd like to, because, like, you know, I get concerned when people say, I want to get ready for summer. I want to get ready for a graduation party. I want to get ready for the reunion. I want to get ready for a wedding. And I'm saying, why don't you get ready for life, and then you're ready for all of the above?
Yeah. I actually had someone kind of approach me not long ago just saying that they just wanted to be able to, you know, what could I do to get into this dress really fast? You know, and I was concerned, and I hope I didn't sound like a jerk, you know, but I said, well, I said, there's no, you know, magic pill. I said, you know, I said, well, you don't have to be as dedicated as I am. I said, this is a life change. You know, I'm not one of those people who just, you know, I only eat right, you know, for a couple of months before a show. I mean, this is what I do, you know, 365, you know, 24/7. It's I'm all in. I'm dedicated. It's what I want to be doing. You know, it makes me very happy. It gives me a sense of, You know, it really does. And I know there are lots of people who don't, you know, they're not looking for that. And that's okay. You know, it really, really is okay.
Yeah.
But you know, you do have to realize if you only have one body, you only have one life, you know, and if you're not committed to just loving yourself and being the best that you can be, you know, you're probably going to be one of those people that has no problems or issues, is just unhealthy, doesn't feel good, you know, and that's just a place where I don't want to be.
Yeah, and you know, it's so different when you have that mindset, because one of the things I've noticed about you is you constantly have to improve, but you found a way to balance it out where you don't overstress or overdo it to where it impedes on your family life, your work life, and how you deal with your friends. So, you know, if you could, because, you know, we're still getting questions, but I would love for you to relate that as a woman, because there's a lot more pressure, I guess would be a good word to say, on women and how they look and how they appear, because appearance and self-image is a lot more critical, sometimes hypercritical for women. And just find, you know, let the people know how you found a way to balance all that out. It didn't drive you crazy.
Well, I was laughing as you were talking, because I'm not sure that there actually is a balance. And I say that because, you know, I'm not necessarily a social person. You know, I have some friends that I will hang out with, but it is hard for me to miss a workout. Like, I am a bit obsessive about it, you know, and I'm sure that it drives my family crazy because I am here quite a few hours, you know, 6 days a week. But, you know, I make time for my family. I make sure, you know, I make sure that they get good, healthy meals. I make sure that, you know, we have cheat meal nights on Saturdays. So we look forward to being able to spend that time together. You know, so that for me is where there is balance, is that you know, I'm not so rigid that I can't enjoy some pieces, you know, every now and again with the family or, you know, and that's important to me that I make that time for them. You know, I've never been the kind of person who's just had a ton of friends anyway. So, you know, I don't feel like I'm lacking in that area, but, you know, I do from time to time still, you know, have girls night dinners with some friends of mine, you know, and that's just if people want to do it from time to time, but they all have jobs and lives as well. But, you know, I think it is what you put into it. You know, you don't have to be this rigid, you know, but, you know, as you mentioned, to find that balance, you know, I think you have to make time for people and do what you need to do sometimes. You know, there are times when, you know, I do miss a workout so I can make sure I can go see my daughter's, you know, performances, or, you know, if I have to cut it short a little bit, you know, then I do. Like today I'm cutting it short because I was actually pretty thrilled to be able to be on the show, and it's important to talk about this stuff. And you know, a lot of people don't understand it. They don't know how to make it fit into their lives. So, you know, if I can help, I'm happy to do that.
Well, it's not easy. I mean, the thing, you know, it's a choice, but you have to remind yourself that it's a choice, and it's not easy, but it's not supposed to be easy. If you challenge yourself to improve, it's always going to be something else to do and something else to learn. And I think that's one of the things that we've kind of harmed ourselves with, is by saying, oh, anybody can do it. That's not true. You know, anybody can try. I would say that. But not everybody can do it, because it's not for everybody. If you don't have a passion that leans more toward health and fitness and you're more towards something else, I mean, I've seen all shades. I've seen all walks. I've seen everybody from every culture, from every mentality, from every way of thinking that finds a way to make this work. And even in that understanding. Yeah, even in that understanding.
There are people who want to do one show. That's all they do.
Yeah.
You know, and then they kind of go back to life as they were. Now, I can't be working that hard just to, you know, just to let it all go. But, you know, that's what some people choose to do. You know, that's fine.
So that's like going to a job for the one payday and then say, you know, that's enough. My life is complete. And now I'm going to go to do something else. It's like, well, wait a minute. You still got all these other paydays that you need to work for. Because, you know, when we have, like I said, this is kind of a backward society. It's kind of confusing because health, your personal health, suffers because it's never taught to mean the value that it really should mean in your life. And we have
well, you know,
the aesthetic
really,
look.
It's really.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what's really sad about that, you know, to your point is, you know, the support or non-support that you get from the people around you being in this lifestyle. You know, I get, you know, we'll try to say, well, you can eat this cake, you can eat these cookies, you work out all the time, you'll be okay. Or they,
exactly.
They almost act like you think it's that you're better than them. I have had people really treat me like I think I'm better than them because, you know, look at these groceries you're buying. You know, I've had people of mine saying, wow, you eat so healthy, you're making me feel bad. And it's like, well, I'm sorry, you know, I don't even know. It's kind of crazy that, you know, even when I go on business trips, I will actually pack a suitcase full of my own food. That is how dedicated I am. I will freeze it and I will put that puppy right on the plane. And that way, you know, I keep my food and I'm still able to keep myself on track. You know, I turn down all kinds of, you know, lunches and dinners that are work-related, and it doesn't bother me one bit, you know, to walk right past those cookies. And I don't know. I guess I've built the habit enough to where it doesn't, I don't have to have it like that, you know. But, you know, people look at you like, oh, you eat so healthy, or they almost have an attitude with you. And it's like, okay, wow, you know, where is the support? Like, why would you treat somebody poorly because they're trying to take care of themselves? That's where society does need to change, you know, because you're not a bad person, you know, the one body you have.
Yes. And you know, like you said, we only get that one body. And I was actually spoiled in a way because I've been around enough and been to so many gyms so often that there are a lot of people that recognize me and don't really take that mentality. But, you know, we all fall prey to it sooner or later. And I was asked not to come to the gym as much as I do because there's really no reason for it with the way I look and the way I exercise. And I said, you know, what does that have to do with anything that you're doing? You know, it was so weird, but, you know, it's like my presence shouldn't alter your day at all if your concern is about you. I said, but, you know, I think
I've been told that, too. I've been told that, too, that, you know, I don't want to work out beside you because you make me look bad. And, you know, I honestly had to bite my tongue and not saying, well, you need to step your game up then, you know, is what I wanted to do. But, you know, that's, I don't treat people that way. I just laughed. But, you know, again, you know, it's crazy that people think the way you look, you don't have to work out. But it's like, well, how did you think I got there? You know, how do you think I'm going to keep it there?
This isn't by accident and not by mistake.
I wish it was. That would be awesome.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's a sense of accomplishment that I've never felt in anything else simply because of the duration. And I can tell you that last year's muscle doesn't look like this year's muscle, and the year before that didn't look like last year's muscle.
You know, that is 100% true.
Yes, and that alone makes it worth it. It makes it worthwhile because you see what you hear all the time. And, you know, like you said, being a grandma, I'm sure people are shocked when you say you're a grandmother, especially looking like you do. When they see what they're seeing and realize, you know, I can do that. And then they see the work you have to do and you still have all the other parts of your life that go so well with what you're doing, but they never make the connection. The reason why the rest of your life goes so well is because you've taken care of your body and you're not stressed like everyone else. It's like you're a part of society, but you're also a part from society. And that is what is the game changer.
True. It's very, very true. You know, and it's when you're able to kind of be, you know, what you want, what direction you want your life to be, you know, and you're able to really visualize where you see yourself, you know, that's what makes the sport such a great sport. You know, it's like you were saying, looking one way from year to year, I mean, it's actually very exciting. You know, when you have a day in the gym where you've lifted, you know, more than you've lifted before, or that, you know, you're having a great day and you can really, you know, see those abs, or you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, you're so proud of yourself and how far you've come. You know, and it's thrilling. It's a thrilling journey.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's in the future for Ms. Anza?
Well, you know, as always, you know, continue growing this body. You know, I really do enjoy kind of being able to help people. So, you know, continue growing my food page and, you know, continue growing with P4P, hopefully, and, you know, working my way really into, you know, being able to help more or reach out to people more and really spread the word just about being healthy overall, you know, trying to help people, and not necessarily, like I said, those who are trying to become athletes, but like life hack kind of things, you know what I mean? I posted recently my own little blog on my page just about, you know, sodium and, you know, the fact that there's so many prepackaged foods that have so much sodium and just not even realizing, you know, I even purchased some low sodium stuff the other day, and when I really went and looked at my milligrams of salt, I was flabbergasted, like, you know, seriously. So just little things like that, really opening people's eyes to, you know, smart ways that they can help themselves, you know, little things they can do to make their lives a little healthier.
You know, one of the things that I can appreciate is that there's so much good information out there that has spoiled us just from being in the competitive realm and that atmosphere, because you're learning new things. You're learning what works, what doesn't work, what works for you, what works for them, what works for individuals, and what works for the masses. But it's everything is unique to a certain point, and if people don't start looking at themselves as unique, so they don't have to see the person standing next to them and say, I'll never get that because I'll never be able to yada, 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 or I'll never be able to do this because yada, yada, yada. We're all different, and, you know, there's some people's legs that come in quicker. There's some people's glutes that come in quicker. There's some people's arms. I mean, we're all so unique and so different, and our body traits might have similarities, but nobody's the same. You know, I can eat a little bit of carbs and a lot of protein, and it looks like I'm eating a lot of carbs because that little bit of carb can spill me over. There's certain people that can eat all the carbs they want and never gain a pound. They'll actually lose weight by the morning. So, you know, with that kind of information that we know, we do need to share, and we do need to be more forth-giving with what we know.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I think the key is, you know, one of the things I like to do is I do have people ask me a lot of questions about, you know, health and fitness and bodybuilding, you know, is really kind of, again, that self-awareness, you know, letting people know that they actually have the power. You know, a lot of people think, well, I can't do that. They'll say that to me, and I'm very quick to always remind them, no, yes, you can. You can do anything you want. I mean, that's the way that I was raised. You know, you can do anything you want. You just have to, in your own mind, make up your mind that that's what you want to do. You know, but I like to seem to give people, you know, obtainable tips, things that, you know, a lot of people say, well, okay, it's a quick way I can kind of start, you know, minding my diet. I'm like, okay, here's an example. You know, if by chance, you know, you're one of those people that puts a lot of sugar in your drink, take it down one pack at a time and then kind of continue to do that over the course of, you know, a few weeks to the point where you won't even notice it. You know, I mean, that's what I had to do with myself is, you know, maybe I use 2 or 3 packs of sugar once upon a time. You know, I use no sweetener and just about in nothing anymore, but I don't miss it because, you know, that's one of those obtainable things to say, okay, I can have one less soda this week. Keep it in your mind, you know. The next week I'll have 2 less sodas, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, even if it takes you, okay, it takes me 2 weeks, you know, to make that change or 3 weeks to make that change. Just make it. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And when you're doing what you're doing it with the intent to improve. And I think, you know, if we look into our lives in the long haul, it gets a lot easier and a lot better. But if we are constantly comparing ourselves to others, then we'll always fall short. Because I love how Ryan Doris has said it. You know, if you see a finished product, it always looks better than the work in progress. But you don't know what the work in progress looks like until it becomes a finished product. So if you can find a way to maintain that goal, then, hey, you'll get there. But, you know, and that's where the support comes. And, you know, when you have that family-type environment, when you have that support group environment, when you have the people that not really groupthink but more like-minded, where you can understand that, yeah, it is a struggle, but, yeah, it can be done. And, yeah, we can all get through this. It's easy. And I'm really loving that atmosphere in the natural realm, because there's nothing that you have to hide in order to do what you do.
That's very true. You know, great point.
So, you know, what can people expect from you? What do they love about you where you live? And how do they get the energy that you have when you do what you do? Because you do an awful lot.
And I'm one of these people, when I'm in the gym, I'm jumping around, I'm dancing, I'm having a good time. But, you know, I think you just have to get to a point where you don't care what people think of you, per se. You know, I mean, it's something I teach my kids, too. It's like, you know, you care what people think about you because you're taking care of yourself. You know what I mean? Like I say, make sure you comb your hair. You don't want to look crazy, you know. But at the same point, you know, if your hair looks a little crazy, but you did that to your hair, I'm good with that. Like, I let my kids have their own personality. You know, I remember being in elementary school, and I remember a girl that was called on in class that was so shy. I mean, you could barely hear her speak. And that was one of those defining moments in my life where I was like, oh my gosh, I will never be that person. I will never. Even if I'm scared to death, I'm going to do it like I'm not scared, you know? And I think that's where you have to get to. You have to just love yourself and love your life and look for positive ways and things that make you happy. You know, the things that give you a sense of purpose. You know, really being adamant about that stuff and realizing you as a person are important, you know, and your health and happiness is important. And if you don't do something, you know, to uplift that part of your life, you know, there's a lot that can go wrong, and I just don't think people realize that. You know, they're hurting, they're overweight. You look in the mirror and you're unhappy with yourself. You know, that's a place also I've always said to myself, I don't want to be that. You know, being an athlete, you're never happy with the way that you look, but at the same point, I can look in the mirror and be really pleased with myself. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like a double-edged sword. You know, if I go look in the mirror right now, you know, I could flex and do a pose, and I'm thrilled and I'm happy. But at the same point, I'm like, okay, well, I need to work on this. I need to work on this. You know, so
exactly.
I'm never satisfied. I'm always hungry.
And we got to keep up with JB, because he's always posting those Silverback pictures.
I love it. It's great. I mean, given himself that persona, I mean, I just, you know, you got to be proud of the person that you are. And that's what I teach my kids. If you're not proud of the person you are, you've got right now to start fixing it. You've got tomorrow. If okay, I'm a little tired today. Okay, start tomorrow. You know, I mean, there's always a way to make things better and to be happier with yourself. But working towards that and having an end goal in mind, you know, is really what keeps us, you know, healthy mentally as well. You know, so it's not just about a physical, you know, appearance. It's about a mental appearance as well, and keeping yourself sharp and growing.
Yes, and it's about constant growth. It's about constant improvement, and it's about constant support. I think we sometimes tend to forget that the people that are doing well aren't doing well all the time. And, you know, basically they get left alone simply because, oh, well, you know, they're going to be okay. They can get through it. They can find a way. How do you help Miss Angel still make it through a day when she's not having the best day getting ready for prep?
Well, you know, and I'll give you an example of that. You know, I actually was laid off so almost a whole year, you know, last year. But that was another one of those scenarios where I kept my schedule the same as if I was working. You know, I got up, I put my makeup on. I didn't let my child or my children see, you know, that I was scared or that I was, you know, and I was blessed to be able to make it through that and, you know, finally get a permanent job. And honestly, that is of January, you know, that I'll be having, you know, that I've actually just got my offer for a permanent job. But, you know, I still, you know, kept my gym schedule. I was luckily able to, you know, still be able to afford that. But, you know, it was definitely a scary time, an uncertain time, you know. But again, I think being a determined person and wanting to make sure I show my kids the best thing, you know, that was one area where it was important. You know, I just handled it like a boss and kept that smile on and, you know, made sure I stayed, you know, at the gym. I worried too. I was like, okay, I don't want to gain extra weight because I'm sitting on my butt job hunting all day. You know, but I just, again, you know, it was important to me to make it through that situation and in a positive way, you know, so that my daughter can see, okay, bad things happen in life, you know, but you'll make it through. You'll be okay, you know. That was important to me.
Now, I have one question from Eric, and he says, he's asking, which will be more special for you next year at the P4P show, you competing or your son dancing at the show?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I love to see my son dance. I mean, it gives me such pride. And he's anybody who you all can look him up, he's Ryan 2.0. If you look at Team 2.0, he's all over the web doing his thing. But, I think being able to just compete, you know, that's always fun for me. But being able to see my son, you know, do his thing is, you know, I get a little teary-eyed up there watching him. And, you know, so I think it'll be really exciting. You know, even if I don't get the outcome that I would like, you know, I think it'll be special for him, you know, to see him dance because he has such great energy and such a great vibe. You know, people really, really enjoy him. And he loves to feed off the crowd as well. So I think it'll be a win, you know, really for both of us. Even if I don't literally walk away with hardware, you know, I would still be really proud and excited, you know, that he got to perform at you know, a venue like that.
Yes. Now, we have people asking, how can we follow you? How do we get the information out there? And basically, how do you share your story to the people so they can learn more about you?
Okay, well, you can find me on Instagram, and I am at DREELUE Jones. That's Dread Love Jones. You can find me the same place on Twitter, same name. And then it's Cherise Lockin Kitchen, and that's on Facebook. And it is facebook.com/ROEKEN Kitchen. And that's all one word, the Rockin' Kitchen.
There you go. Now, we can't end the show without you giving, I say we because Dez is always in my heart, without giving a shout out to all and helped you become the woman you are today.
Oh, wow. You know, it's even though it's like you, my mommy and my daddy, absolutely. You know, my dad was a military man, and, you know, my mother was a lifelong teacher, you know, so it was always really ingrained in me, I think, to work hard and to keep that knowledge. So I think they definitely helped mold me. You know, and I got to thank my family, you know, because I do live with them. And they understand, they're supportive. You know, they understand I got to eat when it's time to eat, you know, and they roll with it. So I'm real proud of that. You know, my son always meets my dancing, my bodybuilding track. You know, so if anybody's actually looking for that, you know, he will make me the hottest custom track. You know, I'm so lucky that I get to have that, you know, because he's a musician and a dancer, and he always, you know, makes music all the time and often great music at that. You know, and I've been fortunate enough to have a few coaches that I've worked with over the years as well, you know, and even though there may be people that I don't necessarily work with, you know, whether it was a good or bad experience, I have to take it as a learning experience. And you don't know, this particular, you know, lifestyle we lead, it is definitely about trial and error, you know, so you got to try a lot of things before you find the thing that works for your body, your life, you know, all of that.
Well, there you go. Well, Angel, I really appreciate this. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And as the listeners really appreciate the information you have. And congrats on being a grandma. That's awesome. And great job. And keep them fit and healthy because that's, like I said, it's a dying thing that's happening. And it's sad to say that, you know, health is taking a back seat to so much, and that's sad in a way, but it, like you said, if we don't put the information out there, then it continues to worsen, and I'm glad you're doing your part to make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure. I appreciate it very much.
Well, not a problem. Thank you so much. Everybody, that was I'm Jim. She did a thing. Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.
And you too. You too. You know, just a great time talking to everybody and just learning about the new people. And, yeah, it's international. And, yes, she is from the Midwest. So, yeah, we do take pride in that. And, yeah, she's part of P4D. So, hey, there you go. Now we got Dez. I'm sorry she missed the show. I know you guys were asking about her. Where's Dez? Where's Dez? I get it. But she's still there, you know, kind of. She wants to end it.
Hey, guys. Yep, sorry. I've been lurking. I've been listening. I popped on the show late and have just had such a good time being part of Listenerland today because Angel and Kaylin had such a good flow going. I was just hanging out, but have loved listening to all of it. But hey to everybody out there. Today was my husband's birthday, so we were doing some cake and ice cream. So that's why I'm tardy. But I'm glad such a great show was going on.
Well, you can take us out
there. Okay, with that being said, Kaylin, did you give your snickerdoodle shout out?
Now I can. Snickerdoodle is snickerfoodle when you got snickerdoodles.
So on behalf of Angel, Kaylin, myself, and the boys from P4P Muscle, I'll definitely be back on Thursday. Your body's a temple, so let's build it.
Let's snickerdoodle.